Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and my producer, Cal Hunter. What a wonderful, wonderful July 3rd. Happy 4th of July to everybody. Todd and I and our producer, Cal Hunter, are here faithfully taking care of our listeners during the holiday when everybody else has got their feet up barbecuing and getting ready to enjoy life. Don't you agree, Todd?
Absolutely. Just happy to be here. You said it's celebrating the 4th of July, and it's the 3rd of July right now. But, much like my friends in country music say, it's the 4th of July somewhere. So
that's right.
It's July 3rd. That's right. So we're going to talk about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving advice except, Todd will give some dating advice if you'd like. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. We got some fun, exciting things happening. Dude, we're going to talk about Bill Cosby today. We're going to talk about Miss Maxwell and how it applies to the Bill Cosby case. We're going to get into the NCAA Supreme Court ruling and what the NCAA is doing now. Yes, we're talking about freeing Britney again, so we've got to follow up on that. We got to talk about the famous pitcher Ben Zobrist's latest trial and what's going on there. Actress Allison Mack, that is the most interesting case. And if you don't know who Allison Mack is and what this case is about, wait and listen. Also, Facebook has a win against the Federal Trade Commission so far. We're going to talk about that. Well, we got a whole list of things. We're a three-hour show, 9 to noon. Again, 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. We are here live. We're here to help you out with everything you can. Look, there's a lot of exciting news today. One of the most exciting news is we have multiple new affiliates. KGDC, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, Walla Walla, Washington. Again, KGDC. What a rocket station. It's based out of Walla Walla, but it's heard all over Washington. Three separate, an AM and two FMs they blast this out on. And
a couple of translators there. That's
great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah.
And then we have KHSS 100.7 FM, Athena, Oregon, that joined us this week. We are cranking. We have new affiliates every single week, it seems like. Yes. Thank you, Rod Fazzari. He's the GM that made this all happen. Those GMs work hard in these radio stations to pull us up, and Rod, we really appreciate that. And you know what? We're gonna start something new. We're just gonna announce it today, but we're still working on some technical issues. You know, we have the most high tech top studios. You can't get a better studio system set up than we have, but we can't figure out how to plug my iPhone in.
We're trying to take broadcast equipment and make a consumer piece of gear function in a broadcast world, and that's challenging.
Right.
We basically got a square peg in a round hole.
Well, we have a round peg in a lightning-shaped hole.
There we go, yeah.
All I know is we're really excited. We're excited for what's called the Fireside app with Fallon Fatima and Mark Cuban. This is their new app that we're going to be part of. We're going to broadcast live on the app every Saturday from here on out. And why is that different? We still want you to listen to your normal terrestrial radio, and then at RadioLawTalk.com, we're live there. But what we're going to do that's completely different than everything else is we're going to do a behind the scenes. So on that app, when we go to a break and the commercials are going on, and if you're tired and don't want to listen to commercials, you go to the app, and we're going to be talking behind the scenes during the break. We're going to put our Depends diapers on, right? And that's only going to be the first hours, I think, because we won't be able to go to the bathroom. We'll have to sit here and relax and talk to you, the audience, live on Fireside. So we appreciate all these wonderful stations that carry us. We have a lot of fans. We have a lot of stations that carry us. We are truly, truly thankful for you, and you have no idea how important it is. We miss Denise. She's on vacation. Again, we're thankful for KGDC, KHSS that have just joined us. Now, the most important thing we usually do, those of you who are new in Walla Walla, Washington area and in Oregon, we have a number of other affiliates in Oregon that carry us, and we're thankful for them too, and Washington. We do a thing called Case or No Case. Case or No Case is where Cal Hunter, our producer, who wants to be a lawyer but is not.
I don't want to be. I just pretend that I am.
That's it. Pretend that he is, and he is famous. He's a famous former broadcaster and is the voice of some commercials. If you're in California, you've heard of this famous commercial. But what he likes to do is like to stump us lawyers. And what he does is he gives us a case. It's either a true case or it's a false case. In other words, he either made it up or it's something true. We got to determine the facts of the case, how we apply them, and whether or not who won the case. And if we can figure that out, once we figure that out, then we're all good, right?
Absolutely.
And that's how what's Case or No Case is all about. Hold on. Go ahead, Todd. I'm just trying to fix up.
Yeah, Case or No Case. And here's the thing. This is what we play for. It's the all-encompassing five-star dinner that the winner gets at no cost to his or herself because the other two of us treat that person, although we have yet to take Fred out because he won the last round.
And in case you're wondering, by the way, I can personally vouch for this, lawyers on this panel are not competitive people at all.
Oh, no, not in the least.
Todd, what are you doing? You know what? You notice we're the losers here because we have nothing to do with the 4th of July. Is that the reason? Or what are you doing for the 4th of July? Before we get into Case or No Case, I want to know what you're doing.
As you know, Fred, I do play-by-play for a baseball team, and I'm a little tired. I was out there till 11 o'clock last night, and I got ball games tonight, ball game tomorrow. So, it's a baseball weekend for me.
You can't have Independence Day without minor league baseball.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so he's a minor league baseball announcer, and
he's a major league announcer currently working for a minor league franchise. Aww.
Cal, you are the best. You are the best.
Well, I noticed nobody's asked me what I'm going to do this week.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Fred?
I'm going to relax and do very little, man. We usually have a big, big, huge thing going on, but my family is kind of all taken off, going to different places, and we decided we're just going to take it easy.
Now, here's the thing you need to know about Fred Penny. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, my plans are to relax and take it easy and do very little this weekend. Mm-hmm. He probably has that as his goal every weekend. But most of us have 24 hours in the day. 8 of it is caught up with sleep. Fred operates under there must be 27 or 28 hours in his day because he just never stops. I mean, he is doing stuff all the time. So my belief that you're actually going to take it easy this weekend and do nothing, I guarantee you I'm going to see something on your Twitter feed, Instagram, where, decided to go rip up the plumbing or redo this or undo this, you know. It's just like, Fred is not going to be relaxing.
You know, that my wife wants me to stay out of her hair. That's the reason we do that. That's the only reason that happens.
And you wonder why I'm single.
Yeah, that's exactly. So we are going to talk about Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about Maxwell. I watched this special on Maxwell's dad, Robert Maxwell. What an interesting family she comes from. But we're going to see how Bill Cosby's latest ruling, by the way, Todd and Cal, we pegged it. We're going to find out how that applies, and we'll be back right after these messages.
And our Case or No Case is going to take us to Houston, Texas. And speaking of plumbing, right into the bowels of a person's home. It's coming up next. Well, plumbing.
Yikes. Home,
on Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk, which continues here in just a little bit. You stay there. The show will continue momentarily. This portion
portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
The old way of living with diabetes.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, everybody knows that case or no case is the most important thing and what everybody's here for. So, Cal, go ahead and roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, works for me. I'm going to take you to Houston, Texas, where Bob Morowitz is a plumber. And Cynthia Lawler is a house, well, a housewife, I suppose, in the metaphorical sense, in the same community. We all know what happened in Texas last winter. hard freeze, broken pipes under houses, especially in Houston, where many of the houses are elevated off the ground. There's very little insulation under them, so the pipes weren't protected. They broke. It was a mess. So Cindy decided she needed to get a plumber when their pipes froze and broke. So she jumped on the Internet, which was not frozen. It was cold, but not frozen. And she did a search. And there it was, Bob Morowitz Plumbing. So she called him up and said, Bob, I need you. Bob said, don't worry, he'll be there before 4:30 tomorrow to help fix, actually at 4:30 or slightly later to fix all of your broken pipes. That was on a Wednesday. Well, he said, be there tomorrow Thursday. Thursday came? Nope. Then 4 o'clock, then 5, then 6, and still no Bob. Cindy, like everybody else, turned on the local news to see when the freeze was going to end. And what do you know? Lo and behold, as she turns it on, there's Bob with the weather girl cheetah doing a live shot instead of being at her house fixing her pipes, telling people what she should do, turn off their water mains, do all these other things. And she calls him up and says, what are you doing? You're there hobnobbing with the weather woman, talking about how busy you are and how people can protect their houses, and I want you to protect my house. And in fact, I put a deposit down with my credit card. So after she was done yelling at the TV and at the plumber, she called her local attorney to see if the promise that he made was binding. So the attorney said, tell me exactly what he said to you. Give me the verbiage that he used. And so she said, well, that's what he said. So case or no case? And Fred, what do you say?
Well, I know one thing. People think that you have to have a contract, you have to have it in writing. You can have an oral contract, right? What state was this in again? I didn't
remember. Texas.
Texas, okay. Mm-hmm. And is there a specific year or you don't know the year?
Last year.
Okay. So I'm going to say that this is a case, Cal, and that an oral agreement, if she can prove it, she will win. But she has to prove that there was an actual agreement, right?
So she has to somehow establish either through
right.
the eyes of a witness or an ear witness
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, but there was no witnesses to my knowledge. Was
Not
there?
That I know of, yeah.
I say it's a case and she loses because she can't prove it. It's just he said, she said.
Okay, Todd, what do you think about this? Is this a case or is this not a case? If a plumber says, I'll be there by 4:30 tomorrow, and he doesn't show and he takes a deposit, is it a case?
Oh, you know, if it is a case, I can think of a ton of cable companies, the electric company, we're going to give you a window. What's the window? Between the 15th and the 30th of the month, okay? We'll be out. Just drop everything and wait for us. And one thing I do know, I'm not a smart man, but I know that oral agreements are fraught with peril. So I'm going to say with all of that.
When you say with peril, explain what you mean.
Well, because there's no evidence about what you actually agreed to because you never reduced the thing to writing. And then people are going to say, well, you promised this and this and this. And they'll say, well, I don't remember saying that. And well, I think it was this. And if you don't have any record of what the conversation actually was, I mean, talk about a headache to try to sort this thing out if there's no other witness or anything to the conversation. So for all of that, I'm going to say no case.
But remember, she does have a debit card hold put on there as a testament to the fact that they had some sort of an arrangement that included finances. Not trying to convince you. I just wanted to remind you of that.
Oh yeah. And if this were a case, I think that may bear out. But I still don't think this is a case. So I'm going no case. Maybe a scenario, but it's not a case.
Fair enough. So those of you who say this is a case, that's Fred Penny. And for those of you who say it is not a case, that is Todd. And congratulations, Todd.
Oh, you nailed it.
Yes.
Fake from the get-go.
Hey, why don't you, Todd, write down that you got a point, 2 points there, because we're not going to remember that, right?
Yeah, I'll write this down. That we got 2 points, and I'll etch it. But see, Denise is not here, and right. She is the one. This is a testament to Denise's credibility and her honesty, because she has not won every case or no case. She has not won every round to be taken out to dinner, but she keeps the score. And anybody who keeps score but doesn't win is inherently honest.
That's true.
It's like the banker always wins a Monopoly. If you're the one keeping score, you probably ought to be the one winning.
And by the way, next hour on Case or No Case, how do chewing gum and soap tie together on Case or No Case?
That's a good one, Cal. Sorry that I didn't win because I hate losing. So let's get started on this Cosby. So this is the thing that's interesting about the Cosby thing. Now here's the deal. What's controversial, obviously, this is at the beginning of the Me Too movement. He was one of the first people prosecuted in the Me Too movement when that first came out. And this has nothing – well, it has very little to do with the Me Too movement, at least procedurally, right? And so we're going to talk about procedural issues here and what I thought was absolutely critical – and an absolute travesty in this case. And we pegged it, Todd and Cal, from the beginning. 2 years ago we've been talking about this. And we said, this is going to be overturned, didn't we?
Absolutely.
We said, be prepared. I think, and I'm going to go back and find those things. You can go to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can go to our podcast and type in Cosby. You can go back to all the shows. It'll show you the shows we talked about it, and you'll hear us go, there's some issues here.
This wasn't the only reason we thought it was going to be overturned, but this was the big one.
Yeah, there's two. And we're going to bring up the other reason they're not talking about why we thought it should have been overturned. That is very interesting. That's not being really talked about in the press. And we will be back after this with a Radio Law Talk. Keep your seatbelts on. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
It was fascinating to listen to all of the pundits talk about this and bring up all the things that you prescient lawyers figured out a year and a half ago. So stay tuned. The Cosby case and more are coming up on Radio Law Talk.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some comforting news perhaps for those getting the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The company claiming this week its COVID vaccine is highly effective against the Delta variant. That variant now in 92 countries, including the U.S., just 9 months after first being detected in India. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday what concerns him most about the variant.
My worry is for those who are not vaccinated.
because this virus tends to spread even more quickly than other variants among the unvaccinated population. That's what we're seeing in Missouri and Nevada. And I worry that unless we quickly get more people vaccinated, we will see that in other states as well.
Meanwhile, at least six firefighters at the scene of the South Florida building collapse have tested positive for COVID. No word on if it's the Delta variant. Elsa weakening in the Caribbean. It's now a tropical storm after reaching hurricane status yesterday. Florida could feel the effects as early as Sunday night. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
So originally, back in the day, a number of years ago, these issue of the Me Too movement came up, and there was an allegation that Bill Cosby had sexually assaulted a woman, and a number of women had brought it up, and that they had been sexually assaulted. And the situation is there's a statute of limitations, and this statute of limitations had run for a number of them that were quite some time ago that brought up these allegations. And what happened is the question is whether a district attorney will prosecute these cases. They have to have a certain amount of evidence. They've got enough evidence to not only prosecute, but to basically try to win the case. And there's a guy by the name of Bruce Castor Jr. Bruce Castor Jr. was the DA at the time when this all started to brew, and he believed that the best way, and I'm talking in generalities, to have the victims receive their day in court and compensation was to have a civil action and pursue it that way. So he had an agreement with Cosby and Cosby's lawyer that if he went ahead with the civil trial, that they would not prosecute him. Okay? That was not in writing. It was discussed. They all agreed on it. And apparently it was not in writing. There was no written, signed thing for it. And he settled that case for $3.5 million, and they took his deposition, and he didn't plead the fifth. Don't forget, we're two areas of law here, and then Todd's going to get into it in a second about, you know, the depths of it. But there's the criminal aspect where they can pursue a criminal action, and that's usually the county or the state or the feds, but in this case the county, and or the civil action. So he alone agreed to step aside from his Fifth Amendment rights, and not to, you know, incriminate himself, and testified. And supposedly that was supposed to be sealed also. And lo and behold, what happened, Todd?
Well, as is often the case, district attorneys don't stay in their office forever, and there are elections and new DAs are elected. And after Cosby, again, and the interesting thing here is the criminal case that he was ultimately tried on dealt with the same person that was suing him civilly. So Bill Cosby was being sued civilly for the sexual assault. And as you said, there was this agreement with the prosecutor that, look, if you waive your Fifth Amendment right and sit for a deposition in the civil case, we won't prosecute you criminally. We won't use any statements that you make against you criminally. We won't do that. And so Cosby, relying on that, went ahead and went through with the deposition civilly. Then when a new DA, and this is all in Pennsylvania, when a new DA was elected to the county, the new district attorney, making good on campaign promises, came in and said, you know, we're not going to honor that agreement. That was, if it even existed, that was an oral agreement. Cal, here's another thing. This is going back to oral agreements are fraught with peril.
Here we are.
And so here it is. There might have been an oral agreement with the previous DA.
Which represents the government.
Which represents the government. But we're not going to honor that under this administration for that DA and his office. And so they filed against Bill Cosby. Didn't just file against him, but used statements he made in the deposition transcript, in the deposition, against him in the criminal trial. The first trial resulted in a hung jury. Couldn't reach a verdict. The second trial, after some interesting rulings, resulted in a conviction. Now, and that just sets up to where we are. Once you're convicted and you go to prison, if you think that something is wrong, happened wrong in the trial, you appeal on certain issues. And Cosby did. The first issue that we're talking about here is it was inappropriate. His issue on appeal. It was inappropriate for a subsequent district attorney to use his statements in the deposition when the only reason he sat for the deposition waiving his Fifth Amendment right was based upon a promise from a government official that it wouldn't be used against him in the second DA. His argument is the second DA reneged on that deal.
And that's what the media and everyone's talking about. But the two other critical ones that we've discussed that we think should have been overturned also are what, Todd? The first one is the first trial, you allow witnesses can come in.
That's right.
And they allowed three former witnesses that say that he sexually assaulted them. And the second, it was a hung jury, which means they couldn't agree. The next trial, they allowed five witnesses. And what happens is it gets what's called a cumulative effect, and it becomes prejudicial that they're listening to these people. Oh, he must have done this one because there's so many other people testifying against him, and that's a problem in criminal cases. Correct, Todd? And then the third one's a kicker we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that is correct. So generally speaking, in non-sex cases, and this was a sexual assault case, in most jurisdictions, you cannot bring in what's called conduct to show conformity evidence. If I'm being prosecuted for theft, I walk into a Walmart and I steal something. If I have two prior theft-related convictions, they can't go to the jury and say, and he did it two other times. We don't have a whole lot of evidence here, but he did it two other times. If he did it then, he probably did it now. Because the issue is, look, am I guilty of what they're charging me with now? You can't use the prior stuff to prove the current offense. But when it comes to sex assault cases in some jurisdictions, and Pennsylvania is one of them, remember, you had said that a lot of people came forward with allegations against Cosby, but they had passed the statute of limitations.
Correct.
So he could not be prosecuted for these allegations, but the prosecution was still able to bring those people who claimed to be prior victims in to say, well, this is what he did to me. The theory being, this is how he goes about doing it. He's got a modus operandi. He goes ahead and slips a drink and makes you feel woozy, and then he takes advantage of you. And in the first trial, they let in only a few.
Right.
Right.
Three. Exactly.
And in the second trial, the same judge
On the same motion, the prosecution wanted to bring in five or six or more, and the same judge who previously ruled that it would be prejudicial to bring in more than three, so we're going to cap it at three, issued a different ruling saying, yeah, now I'm going to let you bring in five.
Wow.
And so the question is, well, if you think now that five should come in, what changed from the previous trial to now? When did it now not become prejudicial? Or is it just because the jury couldn't convict the previous one, so you want to get it, you want to help the prosecution out a little?
Cal, well, to me, the core issue were two things. One, what was in it for the campaigning DA to let the civil case go first and make sure that money left Cosby? Because that, to me, appeared to be a strategy, deliberate strategy on his part.
Well, actually, he's probably helping him. I mean, $3.5 million, if he goes to jail, but they get no civil case and don't win, that helps them. That's what his thought was. But there's a third. Go ahead. Yeah. I think the critical one's the third one. Go ahead.
The other angle is, was the deal made with the office or the man?
It doesn't matter, Cal. If you are the district attorney, it doesn't matter. You represent the government. And
therefore,
you,
so it was made with the office.
It is made with the government.
That's my point.
And that's what the Supreme Court said.
Critical point.
Every complaint that I ever signed or was part of as when I was a prosecutor, and every complaint that I see now as a defense attorney, it is the people of the state of California in and for, insert county name here, against this person. So it's always the government coming in. And look, one official can bind the government. They are the government's agent while they're there, and another person can't come in and undo that.
Now, here's the third thing. Are you ready? You ready to move on to the third? I think it's the critical one that they're not talking about.
No, they're not
and
talking about this.
We brought this up, by the way, but nobody's talking about it. So here is the ring your wrist right now in your hands, right? Castor, the DA, the prior DA that said, I made this deal, went to testify before this judge to say, yes, this was a deal that I, as the government, made on behalf of the government. And when he went to testify, the judge thought, in essence, said, What he's going to testify to is not important and not credible. Why the heck did the judge, in essence, I'm not quoting him, and I'll find the quote, by the way, when we come back from the break. Why did the judge say that? Why is that critical? Because this former DA is a critical witness to help Cosby in his case. And the judge poo-pooed his whatever he had to say, and there's a reason why, guys. We'll be back after this.
What a fascinating case that has taken many twists and turns. We hope you're enjoying the discussion here on Radio Law Talk, and we'll continue with that and more right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now.
Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Our producer, Cal Hunter, king of the kitty bumps. King of the kitty bumps. Shoot me a couple more kitty bumps.
All right.
He's a king of the kitty bumps.
We've got a dozen of them.
Stop whining.
Yeah.
That is armadillo. Oh, stop it. Where's Todd?
Oh, wait. No, that's when Todd's here.
Where's Ted?
I don't have a where's Denise.
You don't?
And this is her personal favorite.
Boys are weird. What does Todd's cat say? Oh, that's stoned.
I love our kitty bumps. I think we got the best kitty bumps in the whole world. But
I'm mean at this time.
I know. I love it, dude. I love our sound effects are the best. I don't care what you say. So we're talking about Bill Cosby. Okay, now what's the third thing that now the judges... What happens is it goes up to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, not to the United States.
The state Supreme Court, yes.
And they basically throw it out for those reasons, which we said. He should be able to rely on the DA, the former DA, that's still the government. And also one of the judges says it doesn't even matter in that. The fact that they added two more witnesses, one of the judges said we would have still thrown it out. Or the judges did say they'd still throw it out under that. The third thing no one talked about was what happened with the DA, the former DA, Bruce Castro, when the judge ignored his testimony. And did he actually throw it out, or did he just say it's not relevant or doesn't carry any weight? Something to that effect. Let me tell you, the judge that was sitting listening to this case formally ran against Mr. Castro for the district attorney's office.
So the DA that was a Cosby witness, the DA that entered the agreement with Cosby,
yes,
sit for the deposition and we won't prosecute you. He is a witness in this trial, and a former DA who ran against Castro,
right,
or Castor, is now the judge and is the judge overseeing the trial, and it's that judge who's got bad blood with the witness Castor, who says, well, I don't know about the credibility of the witness. And
why is there bad blood? What did Castro said during
the campaign, yes,
that he alleged, those allegations that he claimed the judge was having an affair with somebody in the DA's office.
Yes.
And it was bad blood going on. And you know what? The judge did not recuse himself or did not say, we may have a conflict.
That was the biggest one that we looked at here.
Where's the bomb? The bomb.
Let me see if I can find a sound effect.
I'll do it.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. So, but you know what? That has never come up, and it has early on, but that was one of the things that they discussed appealing, but I think they had such a strong appeal on the issue of the fact that the government already, through the former DA, already agreed to something.
Crazy. So the problem they had with the problem that the defense had with the conflict of interest argument. So there's a thing in the law that says if you don't raise an issue during the trial, if you don't object, then you waive that issue going forward. So if you didn't object to hearsay and a witness said something that was hearsay and it comes in, you can't later on appeal say that witness shouldn't have testified it was hearsay, because they're going to look at it and go, well, did you object? No. Okay, we can't do anything with that. And so when it came to the conflict of interest,
right,
the defense is saying the judge has a clear conflict of interest. Our witness and the judge have bad blood. They were, one was accusing the other of having an affair with somebody in the office during a campaign. It was nasty. That judge should not be sitting on this case. And at the appellate level, they said, well, you didn't raise that issue.
Right.
And the defense is saying, we didn't raise it because we didn't know it. We didn't know about it, but the judge knew about it. And a judge has a judicial requirement. It's a canon of judicial ethics that a judge should bring issues of conflict of interest to the parties so that they are kept informed. Because right, wrong, or otherwise, and you may not believe this about the judicial system, but it relies on avoiding even the appearance of impropriety. And things start to break down when that's not protected, the appearance of impartiality. And clearly, this judge,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know, man. I just, at least just mention, FYI, by the way, you know, and if it's not an issue with you, especially if the judge threw basically his testimony out, ignored it basically, and thought it was not credible, right? And this is crazy, you know?
Yeah, you know, and right now, when you go online, you read the press, you see the news, there, a lot of groups are coming out, and I feel for the victim in this case, because she thought that they had a criminal conviction, and now that conviction has been undone. Not just undone, but on reversing it, the reversal decision came down and said, not only are we reversing it on grounds that you shouldn't have introduced the deposition testimony because there was an agreement, but we are also precluding you from retrying this case a third time.
And there were a few justices that said, no, we don't agree with that. We think it should be go back down to the DA's and retry it without that evidence coming
but,
in.
But the problem is, if you retry it without the evidence coming in, the agreement was not that if you sit for the deposition, we won't use the transcript testimony in a subsequent criminal trial. The agreement was, if you sit for the deposition, we won't prosecute.
Right. That's exactly right.
And so that was the agreement. But the thing here is, so a lot of people that when you read this online or in the press or anything, you think it's easy for somebody who doesn't peel the onion to look at it and say, Well, it was overturned, and they think somehow it has to do with the merits or the strength of the underlying case. Did somebody not believe a victim? Did they not do this? No. It was overturned because the bedrock, one of the bedrock rights that we have as citizens, the right to remain silent, the right to not incriminate yourself, that was
violated,
abrogated. It was just bad the way they did it. And the precedent that would set if this made it through would be terrible.
And well, so, and also, just to, between you and I and the fence post, why didn't the attorney get that in writing? But anyway, that's what I'm saying. But why is this important? And so
I have an idea why that wasn't in writing. And the idea is this. A prosecutor cannot leverage prosecution, cannot leverage the resolution of a civil case,
cannot use the
threat of prosecution to leverage a civil resolution.
That's
an ethical violation. So they might have agreed to it, and that's all well and good, but if it was in writing, that DA might be in a little bit of trouble by saying, do the civil thing and I'll let the criminal case go away, because now you're leveraging criminal prosecution against resolution of a civil case.
Got it. Well, I want to get this in before the top of the hour. We're about ready to end. 2000 in Miss Maxwell, who we've been talking about, that's a huge issue. Her trial's coming up. And don't forget, she had taken two depositions in 2016 that were in a civil case. And she was told, and her attorneys are arguing, she was told those when this was a sex trafficking case that she wasn't up on, but it was her former boss. Who committed suicide? I just spaced his name.
Epstein.
Epstein was, and they are just now saying the court has held that yes, they're going to be able to use in your criminal case now those depositions and though that testimony. And I'm saying to myself, and their argument is, we were told it would be sealed. We were told it was confidential, and it would be kept secret. And now this is being brought up. And so I'm saying to myself, is this another Cosby case? So, you know, and as a former DA, you've talked about this many times, Todd. Sometimes it's smarter just to, you know what, it's about, you know, not your ego and winning the case. It's about what's right, right? And I don't know, do you not even bring that in? And there's enough evidence without that to cause an appeal, right?
Yeah, you. It's not just about winning. You want to ensure the integrity of the conviction. And if you get too much questionable evidence in, that can come back to bite you in the end. That's what we saw with Cosby.
We'll be back hour two. We're going to talk a little bit about the NCAA Supreme Court ruling. We've got a free Britney. We got a lot of fun times. Hang on. Keep your seatbelt on.
Oh, that's why the picketers are outside with the signs. The free Britney sign and the free Fred and the free Todd. Radio Law Talk continues in just a little bit. Two more hours. Don't miss a second of it, either online or on your favorite radio station. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.